Tomorrow for 9 days, ten days. Tomorrow for 10 days, Leeds will see interactive artworks that come alive through the interaction between the artists and the audiences. The Compass Festival will bring world premieres, live chickens, and interactive art to venues across the city centre. To explain further, we're joined by the director, Annie Lloyd, and one of the featured artists, Rosanna Cade. Good morning to you, Annie. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Thanks for working out the maths for me a moment ago. That was good. I'm glad you're here. And welcome along as well to you, Rosanna. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks.
So let's start with the festival itself, an interactive arts festival. What does that actually mean, Annie?
Well, it means that all of the activities that are taking place involve the people who come along to see or witness them, to take part in some way, not by having to sort of act or play a part or do anything, you know, theatrical in that way, but actually interact with the artists. So, for example, we have artists that are working on themes of the city planning and themes of the floods of last year that will involve some walking through particular districts and then modelling an imaginary city as you might like to see Leeds become. So it's about really getting under the skin of Leeds and getting to know and to get people involved in the idea that art can be more than just things that happen in theatres and galleries. That
right,
it's actually
okay.
out in
just kind of blurring the line
places.
Then a little bit between theatre and art.
Very much so. Yeah.
It's because so people know they're going to get involved. Because I went to a comedy night the other night. Like you do, you always sit at the back because you never sit on the front row because you know they're going to pull you up or to get you involved in somehow. But this is something that the art doesn't work without that, I guess, then, Rosanna. The whole point is to immerse the audience within that.
Yeah, exactly. I suppose it's the audience is a really important part of it. I like to think of I'm interested in participatory performance, interactive performance, because it asks the audience to make decisions and think about how they may be able to influence things, which I think is interesting when we think about how we might want people to be outside of the artwork as well and how they are in life, sort of making decisions about what they're doing.
So your piece is concluding because it's been on tour internationally. It's called Walking Holding, which I'm guessing is what been prompted by events of the past sort of 18 months, 2 years maybe?
Actually, I first made this performance nearly 6 years ago.
Oh, right, okay.
But it's something that, has been touring across that time and can be different each time it's performed. So definitely in response to lots of things that have happened recently, it can feel quite relevant,
So tell us about it. It's about experiencing what it's like to be in someone else's shoes.
Yes, it is, yeah. It's an experience for one person at a time, and you go on a walk through the town, and when you're on that walk, you hold hands with about six different local people, one after the other, and these people are all different to each other, so different ages and races and genders and sexualities. And I first made the piece in response to my own experience of holding hands with other women, because I'm in same-sex relationships and not always feeling comfortable to do that. So wanting to give other people an experience of what that might be like. But I suppose it's about exploring difference in lots of different ways, not just sort of sexuality, but what it is for lots of different people to walk through the public spaces in a town and how we all experience towns differently.
And holding hands is such a simple thing, but a very intimate thing at the same time as well. And I imagine can be quite uncomfortable, particularly if you don't know the people, if you're out of your comfort zone. And is that part of the artwork in pushing people across that threshold into discomfort maybe?
Well, it is certainly this action of holding hands with a stranger is a big part of the artwork. And some people do have anxiety around it. But I think what tends to happen is that sort of that anxiety is overcome through the performance, because you're repeatedly holding hands with new people. And actually, I think most of the time it becomes something that's actually quite uplifting and quite surprisingly nourishing in a way, this action of having contact with these people that you haven't met. So whilst it is something that seems quite intimate and perhaps quite scary, something about doing the performance can remove some of those barriers, I think. Yeah.